I'm WSB's Clark Howard.
From Dunwoody to Douglasville,
Washington to Woodstock,
whenever and wherever there's
severe weather,
a traffic red alert,
or breaking news,
the WSB 24-hour breaking news center
will break in.
Depend on it.
The Mark Arum Show is performed before a live studio audience.
No, I want this town to be near you. No gray skies ever turn blue.
The show and a good Thursday Eve to you. Mark Arum here. You there coming up on 10:08, 8 after 10. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 10 to midnight on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. An action-packed show tonight. Little Sanjay will join us with Would You Rather. Johnny Kilbasa with a fast food review. And everybody's back here. Low-T Chuck screens the calls. And Longoria, just 24 hours after throwing out his back, is back behind the takeout window.
Threw it back in.
We missed you last night.
I know. I tried to come, man. I 6 o'clock, I was trying to get out of my chair to come in. And
how did you throw your back out? Because we heard mixed stories.
Well, on Tuesday, I lifted my two-month-old daughter in her little chair that she had. That's when it started.
She weighs like five
yeah,
pounds?
How I know. I don't know. I picked her up and put her on the table, and I was eating, and that's when it started hurting on Tuesday.
Okay.
Came to work, everything was cool, and then yesterday, I was upstairs it was hurting me all day. I was upstairs and I bent over and then I couldn't get back up. And
really?
That was at 4 o'clock in the
afternoon. Are you 100% now, or are you on the mend?
No, I'm kind of, they gave me some medicine at the little doctor's office I went to today.
He might miss a couple things. He's on painkillers.
Understood.
Yeah.
if you need to bail, just pull your earlobe and I'll let you know. That'll let me know that you're out, and then we'll bring Trip West in to finish up the show.
Okay, all right? Cool.
I don't want you playing hurt.
We
need you healthy.
It's okay. I mean, as long as I don't make any quick movements or anything.
Movements.
Yeah.
All right.
Scare me.
No Al Roker today.
What?
No. Yeah. Schedule conflict came up.
Yours or his?
Mine. Well, here's the deal. It was scheduled for 11:50 a.m.
Yeah.
It's tough for
that's
me.
That's pushing your nap there.
Yeah, I can't do it. So, no Al Roker tonight.
It's all right.
It was a game time decision. I was like, no, we're not going to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, all right. But we got Sanjay and Johnny Kilbasa. What more do you want?
They're better than Al Roker.
Exactly. Nothing against Al Roker, who is a delightful weather guy, but he will not be on the show tonight. I want to discuss this poll came out, and this is an internet... I don't even know what to call it. It's clickbait is what it is.
Yeah.
And it's, like BuzzFeed and all these things, they come up with these lists and they just want you to click on them. And I just click on them. So, I'm right in their devil. Anyway, it's a place called Road Snacks is the website, roadsnacks.net. I've never heard of it before now.
Sounds odd.
But they came out a list of the 10 most redneck cities in Georgia. And we're going to go through this list. But let me preface this by saying... Rednecks that's not just Southern, okay? There are rednecks in all 50 states. Montana rednecks, right?
Oh, hell yes.
Texas rednecks, right, Longoria?
Yep.
Upstate New York has more rednecks per capita than any place I've ever been in my life. So I don't, want the term redneck to be considered, it's a Southern thing, you're making... No.
That was a... Rednecks, man.
Yeah, I went to high school with rednecks in Connecticut. There are rednecks in every 50 states. So it's not... just a Southern thing. I want to preface that. That being said, I'm not ultra uber familiar with the redneck culture and world. I've been on the periphery. I like to fish. So that, I guess that's a redneck trait, is someone who likes to fish. I love to
depends
fish.
Depends on where and how you do it.
Right, exactly.
I'll fish anywhere.
Yeah, but it depends on how you do it.
I'll fish in a retention pond with a spool of yarn and a paper clip.
That's probably considered a little more redneck.
Absolutely. I'll you give me a mud puddle, I'll fish in it. I absolutely will fish anywhere. So I embrace that inner redneck side of me. I love Waffle House. I mean, that I would imagine is part of the quote redneck culture. So I fully embrace that side of my personality. But as we discuss this list that was put forth by roadsnacks.net, I just want to reiterate that there is no
I mean no offense when we discuss this list. I am one of you. You are me. We walk this world together hand in hand. That's the way I feel about it. And truly, there are more rednecks per capita in upstate New York than I think anywhere in the world. There's people who consider themselves rednecks in Georgia go to upstate New York. They'd be like, damn, these people need some culture. Like, it can be that bad in upstate New York. Anywho, all right, so here I'm going to read the qualifications or the criteria that this website came up with, which to determine the top 10 rednecks cities in Georgia. So definition, small towns, least amount of high school graduates, and stereotypical categories. Number of dive bars per city. That's one of the statistics they looked at.
I wonder what they consider a dive bar.
I don't know.
Because I got a pretty low threshold. I mean, as far as what I consider a dive bar, like, it doesn't take much for me, like, yeah, that's a dive bar.
Yeah.
You know.
I guess that's a subjective portion of this. Number of mobile home parks per capita
that's
is one
subjective.
Of the categories. Yeah. Number of tobacco stores per city. What that means, I don't know. Maybe, you know.
Like a cigar shop?
I don't know. Tobacco stores.
I wouldn't think cigar.
Or like where you get hookahs and stuff?
I guess. One of those? Something like that.
Okay.
All right. Again, this is their website, not me. Number of guns and ammo stores per city is one of the qualifications. And Walmarts, Bass Pro Shops, Dollar Generals, and Piggly Wigglies nearby. These are the statistical categories that they went and researched for this list. And they note this, for the sake of getting reliable numbers, they counted places within a city's border as well as within a short driving distance. Okay? So those are the criteria for the list of the top 10 redneck cities in Georgia. All right, here are the 10. I'll start from the bottom. Clayton, Georgia. You know where that is, Chuck?
No, but from what I've heard, that sounds about right.
Yeah, it's near the North Carolina border. It's a tiny town of Clayton. It has a population of 2,089. It has the fifth most fishing stores per capita, eighth most bars per capita, and Walmarts per person, it's the first in the state.
Nice.
So there you have it. That's number 10, Clayton, Georgia. Number 9 is Chickamauga, population 3,000. Walmarts per capita, second in Georgia. Fishing stores per capita, 32nd in the state. Tobacco stores per person, 3rd. Mobile home parks per capita is 5th. That's Chickamauga. Apparently, it's a redneck's dream for hunting. Deer, rabbit, turkey, possum, dove, coon hunting, and there's no one around for miles and miles, says the website. 8th most redneck city in Georgia, Bainbridge. Bainbridge, Georgia. Population 12,000. 26th in the state for tobacco stores per capita, 19th in the state in fishing stores per capita, 21st in the state in bars per capita. Bainbridge, a true southern Georgia redneck city, says the website. It has a lot of options for getting fishing gear and tobacco, for saddling up to the bar to get a beer, and some good southern food such as Boyd's Barbecue. Plus, Bainbridge has a Walmart and 3 Dollar Generals. So, 3 Dollar Generals in Bainbridge. Number 7, Gainesville. Gainesville here, Hall County, population 14,000, 17th most bars per capita, 7th most gun stores per capita, 17th most tobacco stores per capita, and 10th most mobile home parks in the area. Now, Gainesville's growing, and I think as you grow, you might lose some of that redneck flair. So I wouldn't expect this to be on the list next year, if they're doing a list next year. Close to Lake Lanier. Yeah, I think that's going to drop off. Here's one that surprised me. Cumming, Georgia is number 6. Another,
it's because of Russ.
Another, Russ.
Russ tips the scale just right kidding, there.
Russ. I wonder if Russ is mentioned in here. But Cumming's another up and coming city. I can't imagine this will be on the list much longer. Population only 5,500. 11th in the state in mobile home parks, 12th in the state in bars, 6th in tobacco shops, and 3rd most fishing stores per capita. The website says Cumming is considered an Atlanta suburb, but let's get real. It's 45 minutes from downtown and separated enough that rednecks can thrive in peace. Let's call them city slicker rednecks. Interesting. All right, so that's number 6. Number 5, this makes no sense to me. Doraville is the number 5 redneck city in Georgia. Population 10,000. Fishing and bait shops per capita 30th. Who's buying fishing gear in Doraville? High school graduation rate 55%. Bars in the area. Yeah, maybe. Bars in the area, fifth in the state. Tobacco stores, ninth in the state. This is the second of third Atlanta suburbs on the list. Doraville is a smallish city with a lot of options in the general area if you want to drink, buy your chew, and get your fishing gear. Of course, having a population with about half blue-collar workers really made Doraville rank higher than many other cities. We're pretty sure that while Doraville isn't the traditional-looking redneck city, the people there won't complain about the compliment. I don't buy that Doraville's a redneck city.
I didn't think that was a compliment either. But
well, I mean, it depends how you embrace the culture, Longoria.
I guess so.
Longoria. Number four on the redneck list, Adairsville. Northwest side of the state. Adairsville's interesting. This is the website talking, not me. The
place is pretty tiny, isn't it?
Yeah. Population 4,600. 81% of the population here has a high school degree. According to the definition of redneck, most have blue-collar jobs, so that means there are a lot of smart rednecks here. Plus, it also makes sense that Adairsville ranks so high. Not too far away is the small city of White Georgia, which hosts the annual North Georgia Redneck Games. So you know there's a lot of rednecks there.
There's a North Redneck Game? What?
North Georgia Redneck Games. I don't know. Northern Georgia Redneck. We need to do our show from there.
I was just going to say, I kind of want to know what that's all about.
Third on the list is Pembroke, a teeny town on Route 280, about an hour outside of Savannah. I have no knowledge of Pembroke. Population 2,600, high school graduation rate 73%, gun stores per capita 13th, fishing stores per capita is 26th. Number two on the redneck list, Ackworth, Georgia. Population 20,000 and climbing. High school graduation rate a high 89%. Gun store rate 12th highest, bars 12th highest, mobile home parks per capita 24th in the state. That's, I think 10 years ago I would have put Ackworth on this list, but I think with the growth we're seeing up that 75 corridor, I can't imagine that's still, well, you know, number two on the redneck list. I don't get that. Number one, all right, here it is. Number one redneck city in Georgia. Do you want to take a guess?
I don't know enough about it. Woodstock.
Not Woodstock. Not too far. Ellijay. Ellijay is considered the most redneck city in Georgia. Up 575, population of 1,530. Gun stores, it ranks 21st. Fishing shops, 4th. Mobile home parks, 10th. High school graduation rate, 66%, says the website. Congratulations, Ellijay. You have the official bragging rights as being named the most redneck city in the entire state of Georgia. You may now brag to your friends and share this endlessly on your Facebook walls. Let's see why. Again, this is the website, not me. First off, this town has the second number of bars per capita in the state. That means you come trolling in at the Ellijay or Cardakay-Coosawatzee Rivers. You have several options for a cold one. Or you can skip on down to Carter's Lake where you can get some great walleye. And you're right at the base of the Rich Mountain Wilderness area, which has great hunting, including bear. Ellijay is way up on Route 5 in the northern part of the state. When you factor in the number of tobacco shops and that there are two Dollar Generals and a Walmart within short driving distance, can you argue with the data? Oh, don't forget, probably one of the most redneck presidents of all time, Jimmy Carter, best wishes, Mr. Carter, has a cabin here. Remember his redneck brother, Billy Carter, once started a company called Billy Beer. So that is the list, the top 10 most redneck cities in Georgia, topped by Ellijay. Fire away. You, dear listeners, I'm sure are more well-versed on what cities in Georgia are redneck and which are not. So I want to hear your opinion on that list. Any additions or subtractions you might want to add. 404-872-0750. Outside of Atlanta, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Always on at Twitter, at Mark Arum, M-A-R-K-A-R-U-M. It's Throwback Thursday. Longoria spinning some Fats Domino for us tonight on Throwback Thursday. We'll come back. We'll discuss redneck cities in Georgia with your calls. More to come. This is the Mark Arum Show.
Maine's crazy about the rock and roll. The big beat get in your soul, make you jump and make you roll. Old Grandpa just made 80 years old.
As rednecks, we play the lottery. That is our retirement plan.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
I play scratch-offs from the Georgia Lottery weekly. I guess that makes me somewhat of a redneck. Welcome back to the show, Mark Arum, with you. The top 10 redneck cities in Georgia. Flame away, Atlanta. Noah's in Conyers. Noah, what'd you think of the list?
First of all, how are you doing today, Mr. Mark?
Excellent, buddy.
All right. criteria is way off. I mean, it looked like they were actually searching for white trash instead of rednecks.
What other criteria? We don't have much time, though. Real quick, what other criteria would you put on this list to make it a more redneck list?
Let's see. Put on there how many registered gun owners are there, how many trucks are...
ooh, pickup trucks. Pickup trucks per capita is a good one. They had gun and ammo stores, not registered weapons. I like the pickup truck area, though. You need a pickup if you're going to be a solid... law-abiding redneck. All right, we're going to come back with more of your calls after news, weather, and traffic. And I'll tell you the least redneck cities in Georgia as well. They got that list out. 404-872-0750. This is the Mark Arum Show.
Meet me in a pub about half past one. We're going out and have some fun.
I'm WSB's Mark Arum.
The WSB 24-hour breaking news center is on alert. With immediate breaking news,
severe weather alerts,
traffic red alerts,
from Cobb to Cherokee,
Carroll to Gwinnett,
Fulton to Forsyth,
and all the rest.
All the rest.
WSB. Depend on it.
If you have a complete set of salad bowls and they all say Cool Whip on the side, you might be a redneck. If you take your dog for a walk and you both use the tree at the corner, you might be a redneck.
In America, where all men are free, it's so good to be born in America, all the home of the red, the white, and the blue.
Welcome back to the show, 1037, 23 in front of 11. Mark Arum at your beck and call until midnight every Monday through Friday on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. We're discussing a list published by the website roadsnacks.net. They listed the 10 most redneck cities in Georgia. In case you missed the list, here it is. Number one, Ellijay. Number two, Acworth. Number three, Pembroke. Number four, Adairsville. Number five, Doraville. Number six, Cumming. Number seven, Gainesville. Number eight, Bainbridge. Number nine, Chickamauga. Number 10, Clayton. Where are the omissions? Where are the errors? And what do you think? 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Jake joins us in Decatur. Jakester, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mark, I wanted to provide sort of an editorial correction for your initial list. Mind if I help the Mark Arum Show disseminate some correct information?
I would love it.
So at the top of the hour, you said in the list of redneck cities that Pembroke was number three. Is that what you said?
Number two, one. Hold on, I got to pull up the list again. Number two, number three, Pembroke. Is it Pembroke?
Yeah, so Mark, being a South Georgia transplant, I want to help you out.
If you
look at it closely, you'll see it's Pembroke.
Pembroke.
Right. It's Pembroke. Doesn't that sound a lot more redneck than Pembroke?
It does it.
Closely, it's Pembroke.
How do people pronounce it there?
Pembroke.
Pembroke. Really? No kidding.
Yeah.
Okay. Duly noted.
Yeah, so I wanted to say that pronunciation of the actual city, doing it correctly, like a good Georgian, not like a Connecticut, North, New
Understood.
York transplant. I know you've been here for years.
Now, that's the only city, but
Pembroke.
Just to be fair and balanced, I admitted that was the only city I'd never heard of on this list. So it's Pembroke, Georgia.
Absolutely is. I'm not from there, but I know a lot of people from there. It's Pembroke.
Okay.
No
doubt. Excellent.
Yeah. So there's my contribution.
Thank Pembroke. You, Jake. Excellent. Make a note, Chuck. It is Pembroke, which does sound more redneck than Pembroke. Pembroke actually sounds kind of fancy. Zach's in Washington. Zach, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Mr. Arum, good to hear from you, sir.
Likewise, buddy.
I want to agree with, I got two things here for you. I want to agree with Jake, the caller before me, about the pronunciation. For example, I live in Wilkes County, and right next to us is a county that, if you look at it, it's spelled Taliaferro.
Okay.
But it's actually pronounced Taliaferro.
Taliaferro, yeah, Taliaferro County.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Secondly, a bit of an omission, they kind of skirted around it a little bit. Washington and several other cities in Georgia are really a hunting stopover. So something to look at is how big is the influx of hunters coming in from around the United States come hunting season.
Does that make it more or less redneck?
It makes it a little bit more.
Okay. No, I would say if you cater to the hunting crowd and people fly in from all over the country, that might take away redneck points because, you know, you got rich folks flying in all the time.
Well, believe it or not, you get those people who want to have the full experience.
Okay.
They start acting like the tourists.
They want to get the full redneck exposure.
My uncle is Michigan born and bred, and he acts very redneck.
Yeah. Well, listen, again, just to reiterate, there are rednecks in every state in America. There are Hawaiian rednecks. There are Vermont rednecks. There are Wisconsin rednecks. Chuck, prime example of Montana redneck. I mean, they're all over. They're not just in the South.
Everywhere.
Amy is in Ellijay. Amy, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, Mark.
How does it feel to... Thank you. How does it feel to be in the number one redneck city in Georgia?
Well, I'm actually a little surprised. I'm surprised that we're first. I've been in many, many South Georgia towns and counties, and I always think they're a little bit more redneck than we are.
I agree with you. If you've ever driven down to Valdosta and gotten off the freeway...
Oh, Lord, yes.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah. But, you know, I prefer to think of Ellijay as a little more just country instead of redneck. But we definitely do have our share of redneck that I kind of think is a lower class of country people.
What? All right, so give me the difference in your estimation between country and redneck. So you think Ellijay is a country town, but not necessarily a redneck town.
Well, no, it would definitely be classified as a redneck, too.
Okay.
But I just prefer to think of it as a country town. And my whole fear is that I'm sounding redneck on your show, Mark.
You're not. You sound fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Yeah. All right, well, wear it with pride, country, redneck, whatever you want to call it. Ellijay is tops in the list. And in fact, the website that I mentioned, they're selling Ellijay T-shirts that designates them number one redneck city in Georgia. If you want to pick some up for the family.
I'll keep that in mind. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Amy. Thanks.
Have a good night.
Send the kids to school wearing that shirt. Jake's in Jasper. Jake, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mark. Priest, brother.
Welks, man. What's going on?
Not much. Just proud to live just south of the number one most redneck city.
So how is Jasper not on this list, but Ellijay is?
I don't know. As a matter of fact, I think Jasper, Ellijay, Blue Ridge, Blairsville, they should all be on the list.
Ooh, right, Blue Ridge. Blue Ridge is a good one.
And, you know, Doraville, what is that? Gainesville? I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I have. Again, I am not a native here, but I've been here 19 years. I don't get Doraville on this list.
No.
I don't get Ackworth on this list. Cumming and Gainesville, maybe 10 years ago, but haven't they, you know, kind of grown out of that?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, Cumming, that's another one I don't agree with. And here's a few criteria I think they've got wrong.
Okay.
You know, one is the bait stores or whatever. Well, Jasper, Ellijay, you don't have to have a bait store because all the convenience stores.
Yeah, you get your bait in a gas station.
That's right. So that's wrong to me. Also, the bars, you know, everybody drinks on the front porch. They don't go to the bar. I think it should be maybe Bud Light sales.
How about this? Oh, here's a good one. Least percentage of imported beer sales. If you're under 1% of imported beer sales in your city, that qualifies as redneck.
Absolutely.
Because no self-respecting rednecks drinking a Heineken, right?
For sure.
Yeah.
No.
Absolutely.
Bud Light all the way. Sure.
Jake, great call, my friend. Thank you so much, buddy. Chuck, who's on line two? I don't have a name.
Tim.
Tim is up next on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Tim.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What up, buddy?
Hey, two things. Number one is, y'all ain't said nothing about these mullets. You got to have that mullet haircut if you're going to be a redneck. And then the number two thing is, you only need three things to go fishing. You need some matches, you need some dynamite, and you need a dip net.
What's the last one?
A dip net.
A dip net, okay.
Yeah, so whenever you blow in fish up from the bottom, so you just scoop them up, throw them right in the boat.
I like it.
I'm a little disappointed, too, that there ain't nothing over here on this southwest quarter over here off this Chattahoochee.
Well, I'm more surprised that there's nothing off the I-20 corridor, like a Covington.
That's what I'm thinking. You got Carrollton, you got Rootville, you got Central Hatchie.
Bremen.
Bremen, you know, they got city schools.
They got city schools.
you start talking about Bremen. Now you're talking city schools.
Now, that's just, right, you know, just from what I've, you know, from my personal experience, I would put Bremen on there ahead of Dorville, right?
Well, absolutely, because I work over in Cambodia, which is right next to Dorville.
Yeah, Dorville is the one that surprised me the most on this list. I don't care.
I was wondering, since the Ford plant closed down, I was kind of surprised it was in there. You know what I mean?
I agree with you, brother. I agree with you. Tim, great call, my friend. Rick is up next on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Rick.
Hey, Mark. How you doing,
man? What's up, buddy?
I was wanting to clear you up on the one there. It's called Chickamauga.
Chickamauga. Chickamauga.
Chickamauga, yeah.
Okay.
And I'm calling shenanigans on this whole thing because they don't even have a Walmart there.
There's no Walmart in Chickamauga?
No.
But is there one within driving distance?
Yeah, there's one. Yeah, there's actually two or three. I guess that's how they took it.
That's it. Yeah, not exactly in the city limits. But I like the Dollar General qualification. That's pretty good.
Yeah, they definitely got those. But yeah, it's Chickamauga.
I think
UA is
Chickamauga. Chickamauga, yeah. Longoria. Can you pronounce that?
Chickamauga.
Now pronounce it like you say your name.
Chickamauga.
Chickamauga. I definitely think they should do pickup truck ownership. That's a qualification.
Or truck stops.
You're not going to get truck stops in these small towns, though. Peggy's in Smyrna. Peggy, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hello there. Yeah, I'm in Smyrna, Georgia now, but I was raised up in Pickens County. Actually, I raised in Marble Hill, Georgia, but then got moved uptown to Jasper, Georgia. But one thing about them pickup trucks, they got to have a gun rack in the back of them. And a real redneck place ain't got no bar. You got moonshine, got bootleggers, or you can brew your own, honey.
Which do you prefer? Peg?
Yeah.
What's your favorite type of moonshine?
Oh, well, corn liquor. That's the only way to make moonshine. Now, you can make apple brandy. We used to go to Elda to get that.
Yeah, I love the apple brandy. That's good stuff right there.
Yeah, but good corn liquor, good homemade, good liquor. Well, I tell you how to test your liquor, okay?
Tell me.
You pour out some of it, pour out the moonshine in a little cup, a little saucer, and you set it on fire, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If it burns a yellow flame, that's not for your drinking, that's for selling. Okay, if it burns a pretty blue flame, that's drinking liquor.
So, all right, so yellow flame, blue flame.
Yeah, yellow flame's for selling, but you don't want to drink that crap.
You sell that crap, and the blue flame...
Yeah, and the blue flame you drink.
All right. So what do you think is the most redneck city in Georgia, Peggy?
Well, I was raised in Pickens County. I thought Jasper, Georgia was.
You think Jasper is? More than LJ?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, yeah, I do. I do. We didn't have any bars there when I was up there. I moved to Cobb County in 1985, and they didn't have any bars. And Joey Bond was a bootlegger. She was in Cherokee County.
Allegedly. We got to throw allegedly out there. We can't throw that on the radio. Calling people bootleggers. I got to say allegedly.
Well, she's dead now.
Oh, all right, go ahead. Yeah, you can besmirch her all you want then, Peggy. All right, so, where in Cobb County do you live?
I live in Smyrna.
All right, that's not really a redneck area, is it?
No, but you know, I've kind of grown up.
you've grown out of your redneck roots.
Moved to the city. Yeah. But there used to be a couple redneck bars around, you know. They're closed up now.
Sure. You can't get moonshine in Smyrna, though, I wouldn't think.
No. You can get something at the liquor store. I think it's called corn liquor. It's clear, but
That's
No. That doesn't count.
That doesn't count.
No.
All right.
Have a good night.
Peggy, thanks for the call, buddy. Pat is up next on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Pat.
Hey, how are you doing, Mark?
Excellent. What's going on?
I was just wondering if you know the origin of the term redneck.
I do not. Enlighten me.
Okay. You might be surprised to know that it comes from Scotland.
Really?
Yes. During the mid-17th century, the government, the English, were trying to force the Scots to worship the way the Church of England did. Well, the Scots didn't want that. They wanted to worship under the guidelines of the Presbyterian Church. So they would have to go off in the hills and hide to keep away from all these English soldiers that were chasing after them, trying to force them to worship the way they didn't want to worship.
So get to the redneck part, because we're running out of time.
All right. they signed a covenant saying that they would worship according to the Presbyterian rules, and they would sign it in their own blood. And they would then wear a piece of red cloth around their necks to prove that they were part of the redneck, part of the covenant.
How about that? So this redneck term, which everyone thinks is Southern, actually comes from Europe.
Well, excuse us, we don't consider ourselves Europe. It's Britain. It's Britain and the continent.
Understood. Understood. Thank you for the history lesson, Pat. We're going to come back with more of your calls. I'm still going to tell you the 10 least redneck cities in Georgia, too. That's an interesting list as well. 404-872-0750. Enjoy some Fats Domino as we go to break on the Mark Arum Show.
Manage sorrow, tears and pouring. May make us alone, but with the dawn.
If your wife says she's game and you shoot her, you might be a redneck. If your panty lines can be seen from aerial photographs, you might be a redneck.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
10:55, 5 in front of 11. Little Sanjay and Johnny Kilbasa next hour. More of your calls on the redneck list. Bill joins us on the program. Hello, Bill. Billy.
Hello.
Everybody clap your hands.
Sorry, Bill. Sorry. Call back. We'll get you on. Russ and coming. Russ, at the end of the break, so we got a little time, buddy. How are you?
Russ, look, come here a minute. I want to talk to you.
How are you doing?
Hey, listen, back in the day, Cumming was it was the biggest redneck town on the planet. You remember Hee-Haw?
I do remember Hee-Haw.
Junior Samples was born here. Red Neckerson lived here. You know, for fun, we used to go cow tipping.
But isn't Cumming, I would think it's not redneck as redneck anymore.
No, it's not now, but boy, it was back in the day. It was something.
Yeah, like 10, 15, 20 years ago, I put Cumming and Gainesville on the list. I just don't see how they make the list now. I mean, I can name 20 towns along I-20, east and west, that I would consider more redneck than Cumming, Doraville, and Gainesville. But what do I know?
Well, Gainesville's still pretty redneck. But yeah, it's a bunch of yippies now.
Exactly. Russ, got a roll, my friend. News, weather, and traffic. More of your calls. 404-872-0750. 1-800-WSB-TALK. Discussing the top 10 redneck cities in Georgia. Only here on the Mark Arum Show. You turned your head.